So we left off last week discussing the major machlokes of Rishonim, how to resolve the apparent stira between two Gemaras concerning breaking kelim on Shabbos. So in the one area, the Mishnah that says Shogrod was a chavis, sounds like it's totally permissible to break through a kli on Shabbos. Then you have the sugya of Erev and the Shlomo Dalet. The Gemara was troubling about the question, how can you have the Erev inside the box if the key is lost? The Erev is now inaccessible because presumably you're not permitted to break the box. The question is, look, the Gemara says in Shabbos, the Mishnah says in Shabbos, so how to break the kli on Shabbos? So the two resolutions that we found in the Rishonim, one was Tosos and one we call the Shittas Haran. So Tosos suggested that when do we say that it's permissible to break a box, to break a kli on Shabbos? It's only a kli when it's a mustiki, when it's a shvacha type of a kli. When it's a kli sholeh, then it's a problem. And we have two different versions why that is, either because Xeri may come to make a kli, or because maybe there's been used here b'kelim when it's a full kli. And the Ran said, no, it has nothing to do with being a mustiki, but rather it's a function of whether it's a large kli or a small kli. If it's a small kli, then it's permissible. If it's a large kli, then it's like karka. That's considered to be a problem. How do we pass get lachot? So to boil down from the machlik is the mechaber and the gra. So the mechaber was machmir, that the only time we permit breaking of kelim on Shabbos is only if it's a mustiki. And the gra was mekel. The gra said we pass get ladin like the Ran, that ain't steer but kelim legamre. So with his background, he then went on to Ramesh's Tshuva, at least a small part of Ramesh's Tshuva, about how does this play out in terms of opening cans on Shabbos. So Ramesh went with the approach that opening cans is a potential malach of Soser. So is there a stira on kelim or not? So according to Tosfos, if it's not a mustaki, then yes. According to the Rani, if it's not a mustaki, it doesn't matter if it's not 40 saw, then there's no problem of Soser. So Ramesh left us hanging in a sense. Ramesh said, what should the opening of cans depend upon? The Chorich should depend upon the Machlekes plays in the Ran. The Chorich should depend upon the Machlekes, the Machaber, the Grav. If that would be the only factor in terms of opening cans, it would be totally the Chalik is down, the Tyson around, the Chabra, the Grah. I don't think we would go run to open cans on Shabbos. The Shabbos would get ice across the summer on him. I don't think it would be Mekel so quickly, says Ramesha. Then comes Ramesha, Kedarko, and he says, no, there's another Gemara tucked away in the set of Shabbos, the Kuf Membav, which in that Gemara rests the secret in terms of a possible heter of opening cans on Shabbos. Says the Moshe, forget about everything I wrote, don't forget about the last 20 pages, the Tais and the Ran, the Mustiki, the Ramustiki, the Sholem, not Sholem. That's all nice. That's going to leave us with the Machlekes, HaRishonim. I'm going to share a Gemara which is going to show to us, look over that it's mutter open a can for a totally different reason. So comes, the Moshe draws our attention to the 7th of the Mount Gomus, the Gemara Shabbos, Kufra, and Vavim, and Aleph. Tanya Chad, we learned the Braisa. Chosolos shall grow grus or shall tomorrow. Matir or mafkia the chosech. If a person has what's called chosolos, chosolos, the Rishonim explain, are like a basket which is made up of leaves. It's like you take the leaves of a palm tree, like lulav leaves, and you make them tie them up together, and you make a kind of a basket out of them, and you use that basket to store figs or to store dates. So now you want to open up those baskets on Shabbos. The basket's totally closed, so you want to open it on Shabbos. So the Braisa says, you're permitted to be mafir or mafkir v'chosech. You're permitted to undo the leaves, or you're permitted to break through the leaves, or cut through the leaves. Anything that destroys the basket would be permissible. The Tanya Idach, the other Braisa says, you're permitted to unravel the leaves, but you're not permitted to take a knife and to actually cut through them. So there's no contradiction. How come one braisa permits the cutting through with a knife and the other doesn't? How about Rabbi Nechemiah? You decide Rabbi Nechemiah or Filu Tarbid or Filu Talas or Filu Sakim, any Tarbid or Sakta Shpishi. Rabbi Nechemiah has a very, very unique sheet that Hilchos Mukta. Rabbi Nechemiah holds that if you have a kli shemachta leheter, even if it's a kli that's used primarily for permissible use, you're only permitted to use that kli for its normal use on Shabbos. Not only do we require a kli shemachta leheter, but it has to be the tzorech, the normal tashmer. So example, Rabbi Nechemiah says, even if you have a spoon, even if you have a talis, even if you have a knife, and you want to use it for some abnormal tzorech, Rabbi Nechemiah says that's a problem. So Rabbi Nechemiah, you can only use a spoon to eat with, you can't use a spoon for anything else. So we happen not to pass like Rabbi Nechemiah, we pass in a klisha, 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 any kli that's usually used for a davar mutar, one is permitted to use for any tzarech whatsoever. It need not be the tzarech ha-miyuchad l'kach. So according to Rabbi Nechemiah, he says you're only allowed to use knives for the normal usage. Normal use of knife is to cut meat. Normal use of knife is to eat with food with, not to cut through baskets. So therefore, Rabbi Nechemiah and some tactical looks to grounds prohibits the use of a knife to cut through the basket. But if not for that technical quirk of the mukla, so then it wouldn't be permitted to cut through the basket. And according to the Chacham, we passed in the first brisa that the knives of Nechem is chumin of mukta. In fact, it is permissible. It's mukla chetchila to take a knife and to use the knife to cut through this basket, thereby destroying the basket in the process. So it comes to Moshe and says, what's talking about the Tanan having a technical machlekes in terms of Bukhuz Mukta, you're allowed to use a knife to cut through a basket. Says to Moshe, what happened according to after Rishonim, who say that the problem was stira their eyes of the Chayesh, stira bekalim, according to many Rishonim. So why is it that the Gemara totally really ignores the issue of stira as it relates to Chosalos? So it comes to Moshe with the following Yisod. It comes to Moshe with the Yisod and says, obviously you see that Chazal didn't treat these chosalos, these baskets that are made of these leaves, of leaves. Obviously, the Chacham did not treat these as kalim. What do you mean these are not kalim? So it comes to Moshe with the following marshal. He says, would anybody say that it's also to crack a nut on Shabbos? So there are issues in terms of cracking nuts, in terms of dosh and bora. We spoke about that, I think 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we hopefully started to use the Shabbos Yerim. But as long as you can circumvent the dosh and bora issues, there's absolutely nothing wrong with cracking a nut. There's nothing wrong with peeling an egg, putting aside the dosh and bora aspects. So it's a much interesting aura. Why is it mutter to crack a nut? Why is it mutter to peel an egg? Take away that I'm breaking the shell. I'm breaking the peel. Isn't the shell considered to be a kli? So says the Moshe, that's a joke. Why is that a joke of a question? Says the Moshe, the halacha doesn't treat the shell of a nut as a kli. The shell of the nut is the shomer of the nut. The shell of the nut, it was put there by the Rebbe Shlom to protect the nut. The peel of the egg was put there by the Rebbe Shlom to protect the egg. Says the Moshe, obviously there's a concept in halacha that when you have something, even though it in and of itself is not edible, in and of itself is something which is hard, but if the whole purpose of that object is purely to protect this particular food, so says Rav Moshe, you have to say that that's not considered to be a kli. That's considered to be tuffle to the food. That's considered to be buffle to the food. It's considered to be the same way you're allowed to cut an apple in half. So you're allowed to, and you don't say, I'm so the apple, I'm breaking the apple. It's a joke, an apple's not a kli. An apple is food. So too, the shell of a nut, the peel of an egg, is also considered to be just an extension of the food. Says Rav Moshe, here he comes with his big breakthrough. My nafkamina, whether it's the Rabban Shalom who put the shell on the nut, who put the peel of the egg, or whether we as human beings create an entity, and the purpose of this entity is purely to protect the food. There is no other reason why this particular thing is connected to the food. It's purely lishmor ha'ochel, says Rav Moshe. If we make something which its only function is to protect this food, that's all you can do with it. I mean, in theory, you want to use a shell of a nut or something else also. In theory, you want to use a peel of an egg also. But the normal usage is clearly the tzorach protecting this particular ochel. Because Rav Moshe, that's not called the kli. The model is the shell of a nut. The model is the peel of an egg. That whatever is considered to be lishmor as ochel zeh, it's considered to be bottled to the ochel, stuffed to the ochel, and it doesn't have a shame kli altogether. Says Rav Moshe, the reason why there's no sosar on cracking nuts is because there's no kli. Says Rav Moshe, what's the difference between the shell of a nut and the chosal hose? I made a artificial shell. I made a
difference.
That
is the difference.
Yeah, no, those who disagree with Rav Moshe will argue that exact argument. Very good. So comes Rav Moshe and says, but you have a Gemara that says the chosal is a mutter. There's a Nefesh Gemara that says that you're allowed to break through these baskets. And Rav Moshe is searching, why is it mutter? According to Tosfos, it's not a mutter kitchen only. So according to Tosfos, why is it mutter to break the chosalos? So says Rav Moshe, you see from here, the reason why Chazal treated these as being totally mutter, it must be that this was the halach extension of the shell of a nut. And you see from this Gemara that there is no distinction. It doesn't matter whether it's natural or whether it's artificial. This is Rav Moshe's tremendous breakthrough. So therefore, Rav Moshe concluded, whenever you have a type of a quote-unquote kli, that the entire purpose of the kli is just to protect this particular food, as soon as you open up the kli, you throw the kli into the garbage, says Rav Moshe, that's not considered to be a kli, that's considered to be tafel to the yoichel. So comes Rav Moshe and he says, it would appear to him, that's the reason why you're permitted to open cans on Shabbos. Because a tuna fish can is the halakha equivalent of chosolos or grogros, and a tuna fish can is the halakha equivalent of a shell of a nut. Who would have ever thought that either of Moshe to say that? So tucked away in those 20 pages, Rav Moshe has this breakthrough. This Babish is chiddush gadol. Rav Moshe bases everything on the sugya of chosolos. It's interesting that Moshe took this svar of his, that whenever you have a kli, that sole purpose is just to protect the food, it's not considered to be a kli. So Rav Moshe took this out of the realm of the Chashavis and used this in the Chosilus Kalim as well. So the whole Tumlin Matoskim, let's say a person has a can of tuna fish, they open up a can of tuna fish, and now you take the tuna fish out, you wash it out, and I want to use the can to store food. I want to put more food back into this can. So the whole series Shadow Tfilas Kalim, or let's say the more realistic case, let's do that with cans of tuna fish, do a place with a Snapple bottle. You open up a Snapple, you drink the Snapple, and that's a nice bottle. You want to fill it up with water, you want to take it with you on a trip, you want to fill it up with more Snapple. So the whole Shadow of the Post game doesn't now require Tfilas Kalim. So it's interesting, the Chazon Ish, I don't believe the Chazon Ish claimed that not only does it require Tfilas Kalim if you want to refill it, the Chazon Ish argues it requires Tfilas Kalim even before you refill it. According to Chazon Ish, every time you buy food in a store, you have to empty out. See, the days of Chazon Ish, what do they have? They didn't have that much food in cans. So they used to have jars of coffee and cans of sardines. The Chazon Ish held, if you buy a jar of coffee, you have to open up the jar, take out the coffee, title and put the coffee back inside. So the meaning of them is not like that Chazon Ish. Not a coffee now. So most poskim didn't accept the Chazon Ish, but even if you disagree with the Chazon Ish, you can argue that if you actually empty out its contents, you actually drink the sample, and then you want to refill it, so it becomes chayv and tefillas kalim. Rav Moshe, the Chiddush Rav Moshe, no, not chayv tefillas kalim. You don't mind. Says Rav Moshe, kol zman that the snapple is inside the bottle, so the bottle is not a kli, because the whole purpose of the bottle, based on chosolos, is just to protect the snapple. So the bottle is considered to be like chosolos. It's considered to be like a shell, like a peel. So now, when you finish drinking the snapple, and you now want to reuse the snapple, so you are the one who's making it to a kli. Says Rav Moshe, it's a kli hanas to be Yad Yisrael. The halacha is only a kli that was a kli in the hands of a non-Jewish chayv and tefillas kalim. A kli that comes into existence in the hands of a Jew is not chayv and tefillas kalim. What's the difference whether I physically made the bottle or whether I halachically made the bottle? If I'm the one who halachically is transforming this peel into a kli, that's called the kli hanas to be Yad Yisrael, and it doesn't require tefillas kalim. That's quite a razzle-dazzle. Not everyone agreed to Rav Moshe. Many, many poskim disagreed by Rav Moshe, but it's tefillas kalim. But I'll call upon him. Rav Moshe argued this new svara, lahakol, to open up the chosolos, to open up the cans based on the kul of chosolos.
Now, would Rav Moshe hold anything, since tuna fish now comes in different packaging, I don't know if you've seen it, there's aluminum foil packaging.
Yeah.
So, would he hold differently?
No, it's the same. It's a temporary type of a thing. It's a derech olam, you take it and you throw it out. So then Rav Moshe would say that, the chosolos.
And in terms of the can, would he have a problem any which way you would open it, or you have to open it in a way differently than normal?
No, I think so.
According
to Rav Moshe, it's about you.
Any which way to open it?
I think so, yes. So Rav Moshe had two independent svaros, the halakha, to open up the cans. So first of all, he said, maybe it's really a Shabbos Soser, but even if it's Soser, according to the Ran, it's Mutter, because ain't Stir B'Kan L'Gamrei, right? According to the Gro Apostles like the Ran, that was one side of the Hokel. And then he says, even according to the Machmirim, Taisa and the Shulchan Aruch, who don't accept the absolute, all-encompassing Kul of ain't Stir B'Kan, maybe it should be Mutter anyway, based on that and Chosolos. So the thrust of the entire Tree of Revelation is that the Ikra then is probably Mutter, for a combination of those two reasons. But Alpha Bichain Rav Moshe starts the Shiva, he ends the Shiva by saying, listen, one can argue with Iran, one can argue with me. Whoever comes arguing with me, he says, not so posh, not so smart, Rav Moshe is right. The extension from the natural to the artificial. So therefore Rav Moshe writes both at the beginning of the Shiva, the end of the Shiva, it would appear to him that L'chadchila, one should open all cancer before Shabbos, one should try not to rely on this cool, that one's stuck, one really the Shas of Chakman has opened up the can, so many things walk more line these kudos. But with a tchila, he's not so convinced that one should really rely on this. So I can't give a revelation. Comes to
a lot of people, they go for gun then if food will allow them.
Yes, that's a shver point. There is no outright clue like that. Based on a Rashi. The calculus of a chaychol mutar.
According to Rashi, that would be the case.
Yeah, according to Rashi, Halacha points out that Rashi is not Mishnah Das Yochid. So no, the Torah says in the Rashi, no, we shouldn't present the Gemara that way.
And you mentioned also that some hold that it's even a shayla that they're Rashi.
Yeah.
But the Raisa does not require that this stira, it's a stira derech chilkul.
It's not really derech chilkul. You may be makalkul the can, but you're doing it for a positive purpose, i.e. to get to the food. So the shadow becomes that called stira derech chilkul, that called stira derech tikkun. So vis-a-vis the clear, you're destroying, but vis-a-vis your long-term goal, you're accomplishing something positive. It's like the guy who's smashing a house down. So I'm destroying this thing, but I'm accomplishing something else positive.
Which will take away the heter to perform it underneath.
Oh, we're going to get to that in a second. So I can't differ with Moshe. Moshe's entire thrust was that the only malacha that we're involved in is the malacha of Selser. Comes the Chazanish, and he preceded Moshe in this, comes the Chazanish and says that there is a potential malacha involved in opening cans, but Selser is not the malacha. It's totally wrong malacha. Says the Chazanish, Selser is working with the assumption that you have a functioning clay ready, and now the question is, are we breaking it? Is that called Selser? Says the Chazanish, you look at a can. Says the Chazanish, a can is not a clay. You know what a can is? A can is a piece of metal. It's a totally closed up piece of metal that's useless. What in the world are you going to do with a closed can? There's food inside. So says the Chazanish, that's not serving as a function. That's not a clay. Says the Chazanish, when you open up a can, you know what you're doing? You're transforming a piece of metal into a utensil. So says the Chazanish, what malach is that? That's not malach as selser. That's the antithesis of malach as selser. That's malach as bona. So says the Chazanish, the malach involved in opening a can has nothing to do with selser. The malach is bona. Says the Chazanish, is there bona by kalim or not? So we learned last week that even if you hold a steer of a kalim, but also clean it chila. So if your mom is making a clean from scratch, like the Gemara said, I will shuv some fear tomorrow. The Gemara in Shabbos kubeis and kubeis. When you take a piece of wood and you take a piece of metal and you combine it together to make a shovel, so the Gemara says that's called bona d'oraisa. And Rav Rishonim accepted that, even though we hold Ein Stira B'Kalim and Bindi B'Kalim, but says the Ran in Masechta Shabbos, when you osa kli mitchila, when you take the components and your mamish build the kli, everyone agrees that's called Yesh Binyan. Says the Chazanish, when you open up a can, what you're doing is you're being bona. You're taking a worthless chunk of metal, what the Chazanish calls a goylem bialma. It's just the mamish, a piece of clump, it's a piece of junk, and you're opening up and you're forming a functioning kli. Says the Chazanish, now you could use this kli, you could use this kli to put things into the store. Says the Chazanish, that's called bona d'oraisa. However, even according to the Chazanish, who's concerned with the malach of bona, not so concerned with the malach of sozer, l'chora, we have to distinguish within different types of bona in the following sense. If I take a tuna fish can, and I open it up, and I take out the contents, I transformed it to be a kli, really? Is that true? Am I planning it? I'm using it as a kli? Can we say that something is a kli when I throw it immediately into the garbage? So l'chora, we have to distinguish as follows. If I open up the can of tuna fish and I'm planning on continuing to use the clay, either I'm continuing on storing part of the tuna fish in the clay, or I'm planning on emptying it out and putting my loose change into the clay, like the Chazanish describes. So if that's the case, in the Chabona Golem is that, according to that Svara, I'm taking a piece of metal, I'm opening it up, I'm forming a clay out of it, and I'm going to use the clay, Avada that's Bona D'Oraisa. What if I open up the can of tuna fish, and I take the contents out, and I throw the can into the garbage? Can that be called bona or not? So that's a very doctristic question. Why? Because on the one hand, physically, I'm creating a kli. I did form a kli for the purpose of of so I did form a kli that theoretically could be used to store things in. On the other hand, my personal intention is not to store things on. So that may touch upon the issues of psik ratio, the avishin miskavein. That becomes somewhat long, the shishayla, according to that gemara of the Chazanish. So everybody agrees that according to the Chazanish, if I open up the can and I actually use the can to store things in, so for sure that's called bone, according to the Svar of the Chazanish. If I open up the can, and in theory I could use it to store, but I personally am not planning on, I'm personally discarding it, that's significantly less probable bona. Maybe it is, maybe it's not, I'm not sure, but that's not the real makor bona. What if in the third case scenario, I open up a can in such a way that it's not even feasible, it's not even usable, I destroy the can in the process of opening it, so then, even the Chazish would concede that that's not considered to be malachas bona. Malachas bona, so the Chazish wasn't b'chol concerned with. But even malachas bona, which the Chazish considered to be a much more serious problem, if I totally destroy the can, then presumably that won't be a problem of bona.
It's a problem of sosa.
Oh, but Chazish didn't consider that to be sosa because the other wasn't clean in the first place. So basically, we have two totally, completely different approaches to opening clay. So one is a shayla. You go into the store, you take a tuna fish can off the shelf, and you have machlekes, the kedoyli oil, and remoshim, the chazanish. What malacha is involved? Some malacha is involved. Which malacha is it? Remoshim looked at opening a can through the lens of sosa. The chazanish looked at opening a can through the lens of bona. Each malacha that's involved now is going to lead us to a totally different conclusion. Malacha. So Ramesha, who looked at opening cans of tuna fish through the lens of Soser, he was significantly more made of the Chazanish, because Ramesha said, well, if it's Soser, according to after Shonrin, Sidur, Mikhailim, nothing to worry about, and even according to the Machmirim, we have the Svara of Chosolos. So Ramesha came up with two independent Svaras, Lahakel, if the Malacha sells, even though Lamais, Ramesha recommend not opening the cans, but the eager did Ramesha seem to be made, so that opening a can is not such a serious problem because of those two considerations. The Chazanish was much more concerned with the opening up of cans in terms of bona. So the Chazanish on the one hand was much more machmer. On the other hand, the Chazanish ends up to be a much bigger makel if he ends up destroying the kli. According to Ramesha, it doesn't help to destroy the kli. According to Ramesha, you can open the kli in whatever shape or form, it's still going to be a problem, potential problem with sosa. According to the Chazanish, no, if you open it up in a certain surah and you totally destroy it, so that there's nothing to be concerned with at all. And even if you open it up and don't totally destroy it, if you discard it, one can argue, that's also not going to be sosa.
Would there be a problem in a deep knot that you crack and you want to use the
shell
as a soup?
If you plan on using the shell, that could be a problem. So where does this place us, Lamaisa? So it comes to say Shmir Shabbos Bechosa. Again, Shmir Shabbos Bechosa was a Ben Eretz Yisrael. It was Mushba from the home halach of the Chazanish. So it comes to Shmir Shabbos and says, the issue involved in opening cans is primarily a bona issue. He was much more concerned with bona than he was for Selzer. So it comes to Shmir Shabbos and says, if it's bona, so let's create three different levels, the hierarchy of how much, when is it a problem of bona and when is not. So if the person opens up the can of tuna fish and Mamish reuses the can, he plans on putting his nails in there, plans on putting his coins in there, so says the Shmir Shabbos, that's Mamish, a potential Shabbos on a deraisa. According to the Chazanish, ein lecha bona b'deraisa, kol l'mizeh. So that's out of the question, says the Shmir Shabbos, to open up that can of tuna fish and to keep some of the can in there, that's forget about. But open the can and put something else in it, that's out of the question. However, what if the person wants to open up the can, take the contents out, and throw out the can? So we call it the machlokes, because some poskim said, that's not called bona, because I'm not planning on using it. So even though in theory it became a kli, that's not called malachas bona. And of course others disagree. He says, no, since lamaisa, I formed the kli, even though my personal intention wasn't to use it as a kli, that could be a potential problem of bona according to the Chazanish Svara. So Shmir Shabbos is hiding in terms of that shal, yeshomiyah. But says the Shmir Shabbos, if I open the kli in such a way that it's totally destroyed, I open the can from both sides, now nobody can use it as a kli. So says the Shmir Shabbos, that's for sure not a problem. It's for sure not a problem. Bona doesn't mean it's for sure not a problem. So sir, George Ramosha is still a problem. So sir, but again, Ramosha was less concerned with so sir because of the issue of chasolos, etc. So at the end of the day, the Shmir Shabbos is naked. The person, he starts out also like Ramosha. If the person didn't open everything from before Shabbos, but if for some reason he forgot to open a can before Shabbos, so he's willing to be naked to open the can, provided that you totally destroy the can. And if for some reason you can't totally destroy the can, at least throw the cans in the garbage. The worst thing to do, says the Shmur Shabbos, is to reuse the can or to keep some of the tuna fish into the can. Then you play with the potential derech. Comes the Shmur Shabbos and says, all these clothes that we've been saying, according, one can argue, not only apply to cans, but apply to bags and packages as well. Even though one could distinguish between the two, but the Shmur Shabbos assumes it's all the same. So let's say, Lamais, a person wants to open up a box of matzahs, a person wants to open up a bag of potato chips, so the same clause should go. So if a person opens up these things and keeps the contents inside, so that's a potential child derech sabona. Opening up a can, opening up a bag of potato chips, so a bag, according to the Chazish, a sealed bag is nothing. It's a guf atum. It's a goylum yalm. It's a piece of junk. When I open it up, it's now functioning as a bag. So one can argue, what I just did was bona deraisa. If I keep the potato chips inside the bag, it's just as like if I keep the tuna fish inside the can, that's a serious problem. So one should not do that, says Shmir Shabbos. One should really, l'chatchilu, destroy the bag in the process, or destroy the box in the process, thereby alleviating any problems of bona. If that's not feasible, so then at least what one should do is to open it up and throw the potato chips into another bag and throw the bag into the garbage. So the worst case scenario, according to Shmir Shabbos, is to open the bag and leave food in it. The next case scenario is to open it up and throw it out. The best case here is to open up and destroy it in the process of opening, thereby leaving any problem with bona. And again, this whole hierarchy, this whole discussion, only makes sense according to the Chazon Ish, going with Mechaz Bona. If you go with Ramesh, it's clone of Sosa, then forget, the worse you break the clean, the more the problem with Sosa it is. So Ramesh says, anyway, it's not such a serious problem based on the Kula of Chosolos, etc.
In terms of the world use, I've never seen someone reuse a potato chip bag, that kind of a bag. I've seen people take tuna fish, if you look in their garage, they'll take a tuna fish can and store, you know, parts, right, nuts and bolts, right, in it. But
what I have seen is people open potato chip bags and leave
taking it.
Most people do that. So I would say that's a serious problem.
Yeah.
I would say in Shabbos, I would not permit that in Shabbos.
But you would tell them that when they open the bag, they got to watch where they open it, not to rip the
letter. That's another story. That's another Shabbos. Right. I would say that's a less problem. Unless you're considering Mofik than I am with Bona. According to the Chazon Ish, the Shabbos of Derais of opening up the ripping through letters is a Chumra B'Alma, double the Rabbanon, and then he says,
really?
So I wouldn't be as concerned with that. I'd be much more concerned about leaving the potato chips on the
hold if there's writing in the food. For instance, you have a Hershey.
Or the Pascal make it right now.
And you're writing on top like a cake, which has happened.
That's the Shiloh thing that I'm not going to do. That's a little bit trouble.
The Shiloh isn't having it written in the cake.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And the cake being in the shape of letters of a word. And then you're taking slices.
Yeah. Yeah, it's much, much more serious now. The Rambam Paskin, that chiluf.
Which is more serious.
It's more proof when you have an external writing on it. When you have an external writing on it, that's dumi to come say. When you have the letters written into the Hershey bar itself, so the Paskin will make it on it. So one last nekuda. Up until now, we've been talking about opening packages and cans, bags, everything, just from the vantage point of Malachas Bona and Soser. But if you remember, there was one last thing that the Mishnah said, the first time in Rambam Kamos, the Mishnah says, Shov brother, it's a chavis, lachal amena grogris, or bevaitle is kamalasas kli. But if you make it kli, that's a problem. The Gemara explains, what does that mean? You make what's called a Pesach Yofa. If you make a nice opening, you don't just break the kli into smithereens, but you open it up in such a way that now you have a nice, a convenient opening. That's for sure a problem. That's a shot of Machzor Patish. That's a shot of the Dindaraisa, perhaps, of a CS kli. So based on this, one has to be careful. Whenever we've been talking about opening cans and bags, that's talking about you just taking the whole top of the can off. That's not called a CS Pesach. That's called just breaking the can or opening a bag of potato chips. That's called just opening the bag. That's not called a CS Pesach. However, what if you have a very nice, convenient opening, such as a muscle milk container, old-style milk container, you open up and you make a nice spout. Or let's say, for example, you have a can of soda, and you open it up in such a way that you have a nice, convenient hole to drink from. So one could argue that that's a serious problem with Asiyas Kli. That's not already a problem anymore, bonus oath. That's about the Pata Shaila. You're making a Pesach. You're improving the Kli in such a way that you're making a very convenient way to drink or eat from. So that's a potentially much more serious problem. So there was someone who wanted to be making on some of those questions. They wanted to argue that's not called Asiyas Pesach. The Pesach is there already. The hole is already there. The spout is already there. That's a serious, serious question, whether that's really true or not. So even though there were some Akilim in that, So I think that the more correct thing to do is to be machmir the shilas, that to open up soda cans and open up milk containers or the new oranges containers where you pull out the hole. So there you're also, your mom is forming a pesach with chilak or the many paskim. So I think those should be avoided. So even though yesh machmir mahakyal and many of the opening of the cans and the packages, when it comes to the forming of the spouts and the forming of the convenient holes, I think one should be more machmir based on this consideration of actually
having and opening the cup of the.
With this. So these are different stories. These are, it's not a shayla of making it clear on the bottle. Any shayla there is making it clear on the cap.
Well,
that's the big machlokes. Is that really considered to be a making of a clear? So many folks came
out. How does the cap become a clear?
Because now the cap you can open and close it. Before it was stuck to the bottle, you couldn't do anything with it. Now it's easily accessible to open and close. That's a shayla that really couldn't see as clear. Well, the cap was there already. And the cap was there, it was stuck under the bottle. I'm just getting off the bottle. That was a big machlokes. So the Shemar Shabbos originally offered all of them. And then in the later editions, in the Chela Gimel, he was not to the plastic cap. He totally said that the plastic cap was basically functionable beforehand. We can't just to the metal caps. You know, the metal caps was never really clean in the first place. It was just a sheet of metal that was put onto the bottle. And others disagreed with him, Bein Lekul, Bein Lechubra. Some said he was right when he said originally to both also, and others said he was wrong when he said they're both mutter. So you have every single permutation. Either all caps are mutter, or all caps are also are under the plastic.
You can switch an old cap and put it on. For example, you had an old cap laying on a table.
Yeah.
So
you want to take this off and throw it into the garbage.
And
yeah, okay, maybe that would be better, yeah. Hey, you're in, it's probably mutter to open up all the caps. There are some more machmer to avoid opening caps in Shabbos.
What's about the old fashioned milk containers? I don't mean in glass. I mean you had the quart things that you made the spout entirely. Did you
open it up and make the spout? Right, so that's the shayla's kavish vatsa's kavanasos kli. So the many folks came out for that. They weren't making it, but that kavanasos kli was the mutter.
They have
bags
and the cards, the corner.
Right. So you shouldn't make such a nice hole.
Or for sure, pour it out. Put it
right. The best thing to do is to pull the hole in the bottom and just empty out all the milk and put it into the container. Right. Right. But I think many folks can help with that those are a problem. The old milk containers are a problem. But
we see strikes matzah that we have, and I open it up into the manishel.
I was asking the maker on the couch is over by the office.
He doesn't do a